Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. It's so great to be with you once again this weekend as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And for today's get-together, the couples will sing. That's right, duets between one man and one woman. That's our musical theme today. And of course, the hallmark of the show is our vintage countdown. And today we're going back to the final weekend of January in 1937. So that's what's on the agenda today, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on this week's Seems Like Old Times. And we began on the pop music chart from this weekend 89 years ago. And this was the latest from Tommy Dorsey. Jack Leonard's on the vocals of I'm in a Dancing Mood. That was the 16th top 10 record for the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra there with Jack Leonard on the vocals. I'm in a dancing mood. It peaked at number 5. But some even bigger hits were coming for the Dorsey Band, thanks to the Tommy Dorsey Show on radio on NBC Blue. And it was there he introduced a swing arrangement of Song of India. And a new arrangement of Irving Berlin's Marie had been presented just a couple of weeks ago. And the audience response to these two numbers was so tremendous that the band made a record of those two tracks this past Friday. And that disc would go on to be a million seller. We are looking back to the fourth weekend of January, 1937 today. Franklin Roosevelt is the president. He was reelected to a second term in a landslide victory over Alf Landon back in November. And he was inaugurated earlier this week, the first to take the oath on January 20th. Previous presidents took office on March 4th, but that was changed 4 years ago. And on a rainy day in the nation's capital, the president heralded the nation's climb out of the Depression, but sounded a somber note.
But here is the challenge to our democracy. In this nation, I see tens of millions of its citizens, a substantial part of its whole population, who at this very moment are denied the greater part of what the very lowest standards of today call the necessities of life, I see one third of a nation ill housed, ill clad, ill nourished. But it is not in despair that I paint that picture for you. I paint it for you in hope, because the nation, seeing and understanding the injustice of it, proposes to paint it out.
Franklin Roosevelt from his second inaugural address, which was last week here in our spotlight year of 1937. And Vice President John Garner also made history, becoming the first vice president to take the oath on the same platform as the president, instead of separately in the Senate chamber. And back now to the music charts from this weekend in 37. This is Fats Waller, A Thousand Dreams of You. Fats Waller, A Thousand Dreams of You. It reached number 8 on the charts, making it his 14th consecutive top 10 record. And the song was in the film Rainbow on the River. Also on today's show, we have couples, duets featuring one woman and one man. Now, Bing Crosby sang with just about everybody, not just on his records, but guests on his radio show, too. One of his favorites was Connie Boswell.
Picture you up on my knee, just tea for two. And 2 for 2, just me for you, and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known, dear, that we own the telephone. Day will break, and you'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake for me to take for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you, a girl for me. Can't you see how happy we would be? Picture you upon my knee, just tea for two and two for tea.
Just me for you and you for me alone.
Nobody near us to see us or hear us.
No friends or relations on weekend vacation.
We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone, dear.
Then day will break and I will away.
And then you'll start to make some kind of a sugar cake for me to take, for all the boys to see.
We will raise a family,
just a boy for you,
a girl for me.
Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
During the late 30s and early 40s, duets were pretty common for Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell. Tea for Two was a December 1940 recording with Bob Crosby's Bobcats. As the 50s rolled along, you'd likely find Bing with Rosemary Clooney.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you gotta remain.
Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me.
I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm.
I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm.
Let the rain pitter patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray.
Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain?
I was going on my way, now I've got to remain.
Just as you were going, leaving me all a fuss.
The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for us. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm.
I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
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 That's Bing and Rosie. Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. Isn't this a lovely day? With the Buddy Cole Trio. And for you Crosby fans, don't leave us. We'll hear Bing a little bit later in the show. But there he was, part of a couple. Actually, a couple of couples. Which is our theme today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've turned the calendar back 89 years to late January 1937. And at the grocery store, egg prices dropped 5 to 6 cents a dozen last week. There's two reasons for that. There's been government action to stabilize the egg market. And also, the weather. Farmers in the east say that the winter has been so mild and rainy that hens think it's springtime. And that's when they lay the most eggs. So the egg price is down to about 30 cents a dozen. Also at the store, flour is about 24 cents a pound, a loaf of bread about 8 cents, round steak is currently going for 39 cents a pound, bacon is 41 cents a pound, A half gallon of milk, 25 cents. Same price as a pound of coffee. All right, we've got our shopping done. Now let's get back to the music countdown this week. And this is the Teddy Wilson Orchestra, featuring Midge Williams on vocals, Where the Lazy River Goes By. Midge Williams isn't as well known today as some of the other jazz artists from the 1930s, but she was definitely a star here in January of 1937. It was about this time last year when she met Al Jolson and sang on his radio show. And soon this Northern California native was off to New York City, performing several times on Rudy Vallee's show, and then got a 15-minute show of her own on NBC. And later this year she'd form her own band called Midge Williams and Her Jazz Jesters. And she'd appear with a number of jazz stars, like Bunny Berrigan and Harry James, Ben Webster, and there, Teddy Wilson and his orchestra. That was Where the Lazy River Goes By. That reached number 7 on the popular music survey. And now it's movie time. Off to the theater we go. Let's see what was playing up on the big screen this weekend, 1937. Well, we get a cartoon as always, and first up, Don Donald. The Disney duck is in old Mexico, and we're introduced to Daisy. She's a temperamental señorita in this one. There's Porky and the Wrestler. Porky Pig is mistaken for a grappler at the big match. And wrestling's also the subject for the latest from the Three Stooges. Grips, grunts, and groans. Curly goes crazy at the smell of wild hyacinth. And to the main features now, a lot of dramas, including Black Legion, a story about the Klan starring Humphrey Bogart and Dick Foran.
They'll kill me for telling you. Them Black Legion guys don't fool.
I'm not fooling either. You're going to quit that game.
I can't get out. Nobody ever lived to get out of the Legion.
Also up on the big screen this weekend, You Only Live Once, Henry Fonda and Sylvia Sidney. And Miss Sidney can also be seen in Alfred Hitchcock's Sabotage with Oscar Homolka. Earl Buck's literary classic The Good Earth comes to the big screen, starring Paul Muni and Louise Reiner. An early Technicolor film, God's Country and the Woman, that stars George Brent and Beverly Roberts. A good prison movie, We Who Are About to Die, Preston Foster and Ann Vorschach. There's also As You Like It, Henry Ainley, Elizabeth Bergner, and Laurence Olivier. And for some lighter fare, there's Lily Pons and Jack Oakey and That Girl from Paris. And William Powell and Myrna Loy are back in After the Thin Man.
Oh, hello, Nora. Oh, hello.
Who's that?
Oh, you wouldn't know them, darling. They're respectable.
And we have some musicals to choose from this weekend. There's Gold Diggers of 1937 with Dick Powell and Joan Blondell. Bobby Breen stars in Rainbow on the River. Also playing Stowaway with Alice Faye, Robert Young, and Shirley Temple.
If something may upset you, don't ever let it get you down. Don't wear a frown. If fortune should forsake you, don't ever let it make you sigh. Keep shooting high. Be a crooner, not a roller, never kick. Here's a spelling lesson that will do the trick. You've got to F-F-I-L-E to be H-A-D-D-Y. Keep it in mind when you're blue. It's easy to spell and just as easy to do. Got to F-F-I-L-E. It's gonna help consider Bruce, please. Just keep your chin up and give it a try.
I'd like to sing the song again the way it would be done by Al Jolson, Eddie Catter, and last but not least, that swingable pair, Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. You've got to F-M-I-L-E. Simply gotta F-M-I-L-E. 'Cause potatoes are cheap for you, see. I won't spend a nickel, I won't spend a sou. I just wanna spend 1 hour with you. F-M-I-L-E. Park your cars with Ida.
At Shirley Temple, you've got to S-M-I-L-E from the motion picture Stowaway, one of the movies in the theaters this weekend in our spotlight year, 1937. Also on today's show, we're celebrating the couples, and our study wouldn't be complete without Steve and Edie.
We don't need music when we dance.
Let's sell the radio.
We're fancy free 'cause we got us.
Our hearts are wired for romance.
All through the bungalow,
it's ecstasy 'cause we got us.
On the ballroom floor, we're dancing on air.
Once we turned around and then we found that the band wasn't even there.
But what do we care if
some people feel that we're delirious?
But we're in heaven
on cloud number 7,
and in our heaven we got us.
Shadows fall and night comes along.
We compose our hearts. That chorus starts with the fog of a Chinese gong.
They're playing our thong.
'Cause I'm your song.
And I'm your Angelus. The bells are ringing.
we got us.
Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, We've Got Us. They're one of our favorite couples that we're featuring today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, our stroll down memory lane has us back in late January of 1937. And there's a couple of brand new magazines on the rack. The first edition of Life was published on November 23rd, and Look magazine went on sale January 11th. And some of the best-selling books in fiction, It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis, The Last Puritan by George Santayana, and Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind. In nonfiction, there's Man the Unknown by Alexis Carrel, Wake Up and Live by Dorothea Brand, and Life with Father from Clarence Day. That was some of our reading material from January of 89 years ago. And for listening material, we like Guy Lombardo and his latest, When My Dreamboat Comes Home. Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, When My Dreamboat Comes Home. Usually it was Brother Carmen on the vocals, but there it was the other brother, Liebert. And that was a big hit for the band, making it up to number 3.
As you watch your small son trudge off to school, do you sometimes ask yourself, am I doing everything in my power to keep him well and happy? I wonder, with all the other things you do for him, if you guard him against the dangerous germs doctors warn are in all soiled clothes, germs which, unless removed, may spread sickness. Protect your family. Remove most germs as well as the dirt. Use the new soap, Concentrated Super Suds, in the blue box. This remarkable new household soap will make wash days much easier for you, too. It contains a special water softener so that even in hard water, masses of foamy suds pile up. Quick-action suds that soak out the dirt without a bit of tiring scrubbing. Women everywhere are enthusiastic about Concentrated Super Suds. They say their wash is sweeter smelling, immaculate, and goes on the line much sooner. They say white things are really snowy and colors have a new freshness. Concentrated Super Suds has won the approval of Good Housekeeping Institute. You can trust it to be absolutely safe for fabrics and gentle to your hands. Make your wash days easy with this new all-purpose soap and protect your children by removing germs as well as dirt. Get clothes and dishes really clean, hospital clean. Use concentrated Super Suds in the blue box.
Super Suds, who remembers that one? A product of Colgate Palmolive Pete. That was a sponsor for Mert and Marge on radio here in 1937. And we'll have our radio report in the next segment. But right now we need to swing. And we'll do it with a new one from Duke Ellington. Scattin' at the Cotton Club. New one from Duke Ellington and his orchestra here in late January of 1937, Scattin' at the Cotton Club. He co-wrote that with Irving Mills, and it featured Cootie Williams on the trumpet. Also today, we're featuring the Singing Couples. And this was a very popular duo in the middle 40s, Helen Forrest and Dick Hames. Here they sing Some Sunday Morning.
Some Sunday morning is going to be some Sunday morning for someone and me. Bells will be chiming an old melody, especially for someone and me.
There'll be an organ playing friends and relations will stare. Say, can't you hear 'em saying, gee, what a beautiful pair.
Some Sunday morning we'll walk down the aisle. He'll be so nervous and I'll try to smile.
Things sure look rosy for someone and me. Some Sunday morning you'll see.
Some Sunday morning is going to be.
Some Sunday morning for someone and me.
Bells will be chiming an old melody, especially for someone and me. There'll be an organ playing, friends and relations will stare.
Say, can't you hear 'em saying, gee, what a beautiful pair.
Some Sunday morning we'll walk down the aisle.
You'll be so nervous and I'll try to smile.
Things sure look rosy for someone and me.
Some Sunday morning you'll see.
From 1945, Some Sunday Morning, Helen Forrest and Dick Hames, backed by the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra. That was a top 10 song, and it was the flip side of I'll Buy That Dream. The couples are on stage today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're listening to the memories of the fourth weekend of January, 1937. And on the radio, a couple of new soap operas debuted within the past couple of weeks. There's Aunt Jenny's Real Life Stories on CBS and The Guiding Light on the NBC Red Network. And some of the highest rated shows this season include The Jurgens Journal with Walter Winchell. That's Sunday night at 9 on NBC Blue. Wednesday night at 8 on NBC Red is One Man's Family. But then it's over to CBS at 10 o'clock midweek for Gangbusters. Bo Carter gives us the news every Monday through Friday at 7:45, and Amos and Andy weeknights at 7. The top show on Friday night is Hollywood Hotel. That's on CBS at 9. And, of course, the favorites, Bing Crosby, Major Bowes, Burns and Allen, the Lux Radio Theater. Number one this year is Texaco Town with Eddie Cantor. That just edges out Jack Benny and the Jell-O program, which is kind of surprising because of all the publicity around Jack and Fred Allen and their famous feud, which was going strong this Sunday night.
I tell you one thing, Don, I'm through with horses. That fourth race yesterday cured me.
Well, that's all what happened.
Well, Don, I didn't mind when my horse stopped in the middle of the race and quit cold. But when he came over to the rail and asked me if I heard Fred Allen Wednesday night, that was going a little too far. How can a horse run during the day when he's up all night listening to the radio?
Now, Fred Allen on this past Wednesday night show had brought in a bunch of people from Jack's hometown who claimed that Jack couldn't play the B on his violin. Well, on this weekend's show, Jack announced that he would be playing the B on next week's program. But you know, on next week's show, it turned out that someone stole Jack's violin. Ah, the fun that was radio here in January of 1937. And back to the music charts now. The first of two we'll hear from Benny Goodman today. With Helen Ward, it's Smoke Dreams.
Thank you.
beside me in smoke dreams, just
Helen Ward with Benny Goodman and Smoke Dreams. That would peak at number 4 on the music charts here in early 1937 and would be the last hit for Helen Ward with the Goodman Band. She'd return to the group for tours after the war and for some recordings in the 1950s. But here in January of 37, Helen Ward was on her way out and Martha Tilton would be in. Also on today's show, the couples sing. In the late 40s, Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae recorded a number of sides together, including the Bluebird of Happiness.
So be like I, hold your head up high till you find a bluebird of happiness.
A top 20 record from 1948, Joe Stafford and Gordon McRae and the Bluebird of Happiness. Let's show the versatility of Joe Stafford. 5 years later, she did a number of duets, Dixieland style, with Frankie Lane.
In the land of the dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. That's what I mean. Oh, Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs. Stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Scenes. There's a Garden of Eden, you know what I mean. Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs. Stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, you bet your life you'll linger there. Flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs. Stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Oh, stop, you bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder.
Joe Stafford and Frankie Lane, way down yonder in New Orleans. As we're coupling up today on Seems Like Old Times. Our friends, be sure to check out the show website. It's oldtimesradio.com. Go there to check out our list of affiliates, our upcoming show schedule, and, of course, the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Love to hear from you. So just drop me a line and say hello, or maybe you have an idea for a theme one week, or just a song request, or maybe a list of songs. You have a compilation of 5 or 10 songs that you'd like to hear. Maybe your list will be our playlist one weekend right here on the show. Well, that's it for hour number one of the show. On the other side of the break, more duets and more hit records from this weekend of 1937 here on Seems Like Old Times.